Ganz herzlich möchte ich alle willkommen heißen.
We welcome all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have come here to call upon the name of the Lord and to hear what He has to say to us. Together, we want to sing from these booklets which were distributed. We start with the song number
29.
Song 29.
Mein König, mein Herr. Lied Nummer 29.
Song 29.
O Herr, mein König, mein Herr, o Jesus, o mein Land der Welt, ich schwöre in der Feuer, O Christ, mich in deine
We sing number 28, song number 28, When All My Labors.
Before Brother Schmidt prays with us, we would like to read a couple of verses from Psalm 51. Psalm 51 from verse 12. Psalm 51 from verse 12. Let us stand up for it. Restore unto me. No, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. We remain standing before the in the sight of our God. And we
pray now together. Lord of heaven and earth, we are now coming to you, into your presence. And we agree with your word which you spoke out through your psalm writer. Lord, create in me, create in all of us, a clean heart, O Lord. Create in us, O Lord, that we have a firm spirit within us for the glory of thy name and for the glory of thy word. Lord, we thank you that you are giving us grace. We thank you for this opportunity which you have given us to be here today. You have brought us together in such a large number. In the world, we are just a few, and we thank you that you are still calling people out from here and there, from all what is not from you. We ask you today, take everything into your hand. Take all into your hand. Open our ears, open our hearts, our mouth, our ears, to have ears which hear, mouth which praise you, hearts which receive your word, and eyes which are seeing all what you're doing in our time. Lord, bless each one of us. Go through our midst, from heart to heart, and speak thou. Lord, we ask you, bless all. Bless all over where the people are listening, all over the earth, in all people's tongues and nations. Bless them from the riches of your grace. Let us praise you. Please anoint the lips through which you will speak. Thanks be to you for it. Amen. Let us sing, Lord, give me the power. Lord, speak to me. Only believe, only believe. I love him, I love him. Amen. You may be seated. I also welcome all of you in the precious name of our Lord. And firstly, I would like to ask, who is here today for the first time in our midst? Do we have friends who are here today for the first time? Please stand up so that we can see you. Two friends, God bless you, in our midst. Then there we have three, God bless you, here one, here two, the Lord God bless you. Here we have two, God bless, there we have some, God bless you, in our midst. We are greeting all who are now listening, who are watching, who are connected, and who are connected with us and with the Lord. This time, we have extraordinary greetings, almost 30 phone calls from all over the world, from brothers who are joined with us. Then we have greetings from Moldavia, from Russia, from the Ukraine. Then we have greetings from Serbia, from Croatia, from the former Yugoslavia. Brother Müller and Brother Momo, they had meetings there, and God has blessed. And the brethren are sending greetings. Then we have greetings from Denver, Colorado, of our brethren. Greetings from the USA once again, and then from Canada. Here it says, we in Canada, we are getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to witness and to hear and to get the food for our soul. People are getting up in the midst of the night to hear the word of the Lord. Then special greetings from our brother Yanda from Abidjan. He's sending special greetings. And to this, we will right now call our brothers to the front, who will say a short word, and then we come back to it briefly. But I've noted down some other greetings. Greetings from Brother Graf. Greetings from Brother Etienne. Greetings from Palermo. From Brother Davi. Greetings from Copenhagen. From Brother Wallström. Greetings, yes, special greetings from our beloved Brother Bie. From Bujimai. From the DRC. God has put it upon his heart to have a special meeting and to give a report about the last Israel trip. And behold, more than 10,000 people were coming together to hear this report. And without exception, they were blessed. His congregation is about 4,000 persons, but this time all directions came together. Also those who went astray into thunder doctrines or other deviations, but to that meeting, what was said there they all came together. Then we have greetings from South Africa, from Johannesburg, from Cape Town. Greetings from some brethren. Then we have greetings from South America, from Chile, from Argentina, from Uruguay, from Brazil. Just greetings from all over. And then, once again, greetings from the USA and from Canada. We're just grateful. Grateful to God. Then we have today, we have the visit from Slovakia, and our brothers and sisters who were coming by bus to be here today, we will just welcome them in a special way. May God bless you. Afterward, we will ask Brother Ondrashek to come to the front and to pray with us. But now, we are calling our brothers, our brother George. That's how we call him. And we ask also Brother Tati to come. And also Brother Jean Lambert. But Brother Jean Lambert, he can translate from the French into German and the other way around also. But then nobody's in the cabin anymore. How shall we make it? Please just come to the front now. Our brothers, they did a mighty ministry. Our brother George was with us in Kenya, in Uganda, in Cameroon, and in Tanzania. And we would like that he greets the church there. He himself comes from Kinshasa, and the Lord God has blessed him in a mighty way. God bless you richly. We are very grateful for the privilege that God has, what God has given us in this end time. As Mary said, the Lord looked down over his... We are little, but we have a great God. And it pleased him to separate us now at the end of time. And it was said to Mary already, blessed is she who believed. Because that what she heard of the Lord shall come to pass. We are not coming together to hear a man, but we would like to draw our attention to the word of the Lord. And these are facts and realities. It's absolutely necessary for our preparation. God Himself is at work to complete His work. And very soon we will go home. Amen. Now, Brother Jean Lambert, just briefly he will say a few words from Abidjan. I could visit three countries together with Brother Frank, and especially in Abidjan, I am overwhelmed. Especially also the press journalists who asked some questions to our beloved brother, they were so deeply touched that they just are asking that this beloved brother comes again this year. Now, one has to imagine there are so many evangelists who are propagating their programs, and they never heard such things. They could feel that here it is about the preparation for the return of Jesus Christ. And the brothers are saying that the press journalists, they're just asking, even members from various denominations, they're asking that our brother comes still this year again. May the will of God happen. Thank you, Brother Tachi. As our brother said, the meetings were richly blessed. The Lord was present by His word and by that what He was doing. We can say with assurance, we are happy in the Lord our God. Blessed is the people who became His inheritance. And especially in the Ivory Coast and in Burkina Faso and in Togo, we have seen and we experienced the victory of Calvary. And also the victory over all the errors. The victory, we have seen the victory of the word in action against all the interpretations. We have brothers in all these countries who believe the same as we, and all are letting themselves be prepared to the return of Jesus Christ. We are praying for them, and please pray for our brother Frank. May the Lord renew his strength, as written in Isaiah, he who puts his trust into the Eternal One, they shall renew their strength. And they will walk on, and they will fly like eagles, and they shall not be tired. May God bless you richly.
God bless you.
Why didn't he preach in English? Anyway, his French is very good. As the report was just now given, one can really hardly imagine what kind of great blessings in these countries were. I believe the greatest meeting were more than 10,000 people, and then there were 4,000 and various listeners and numbers who listened. But God really has given the word. And as our brother Jean Labert said already, the press was there, and they were asking questions, what is it about now? And with many charismatic personalities they have to deal, and all those who are traveling from country to country, and then the question, what is it about here? And these were special meetings. What is it about? And then the return of Jesus Christ, the leading back to the Word of God, to the original, to that what was preached at the beginning. And they were just overwhelmed. And as we heard, they're asking that I come again this year. We will see how it works. Then, also in Romania, we had wonderful meetings. Wonderful meetings. How many were with us? Please, stand up, you two brothers. Who else was there in Romania? Please stand up. Yes, please stand up. Of course, who was with us in Romania? Yes, I guess that 1,000 people were present who heard the word of God from all over the earth. They were coming together. Just so nice. that God calls out from all peoples, tongues and nations. And all those who don't speak our language, we wish them God's blessing and we wish them patience. And we thank the Lord that at this place translations are being done and that in all languages worldwide it can be listened to. Now we ask once again that our brother Ondrashek comes to the front and brother Helmut Miskis comes also to the front praying with us. Perhaps the two sisters will have then also a song and then we will come to our word observation. God will surely speak to us. Let us stand up. Let us stand up. Let us ask God for His blessing.
Panie nasz Boże, my zakorimy w tej to chwili przed Tobą.
Lord our God, we thank you. We are in your presence. We thank you for this place from which your word is going forth into all the world. As in the first hour it went forth from Jerusalem, so also now in the last hour the word goes forth from this place. We thank you that you are present with your Spirit. You have sent your word. That your word is being manifested and revealed in this hour. And the people are coming to hear it. Send also your word today. Bless your servant at this place. We thank you for him. Up to this time you protected him, and up to now you blessed him, and up to now you have given him your word, so that your bride is being prepared for thy soon return, as we hear it from the Bible. Our expectation is to you. Speak with us tonight. Do your work in our midst. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. And bless us all. We are awaiting everything from you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Pray. Faithful Heavenly Father, we are coming before your throne of grace in great expectation. Lord, you know our hearts, you know our desires. Give us grace in this hour, Lord. Lord, speak from your throne of grace. Speak to our hearts. Put the words into the mouth of our brother, your servant. You know our troubles. You know our condition. Lord, bring us there where you had the church at the beginning, when you manifested your glory in her midst. Bless us together, all those who are listening now, all who have fellowship with us. Lord, give purification, give sanctification, give deliverance, salvation, reveal thy grace and thy salvation. Open the windows of heaven and let your blessing come down upon us. To you be the praise and honor and adoration in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Once again, let us sing, Lord, give me the power.
Wie wird es sein, wenn Und wie im Traum wird's uns geschehen. Wir werden unseren Heiland sehen, den Heiland sehen. Dies Glück im Himmel bleibt unerklärlich. Kein Mensch auf Erden kann es verstehen. Doch offenbart sich's, wenn wir verherrlicht das Licht der Ewigkeiten sehen. Dies Glück im Himmel bleibt unerklärlich, kein Mensch auf Erden kann es verstehen. Doch offenbart sich's, wenn wir verherrlicht das Licht der Ewigkeiten
sind.
Praise and thanks be unto our Lord. There are so many songs which were composed, which already sing about that, what still comes, and to that what happened already. The full redemption, the grace, salvation. And the more the kernel is being hit, the mightier it is. I had to remember the word from Romans 4, also in addition to Psalm 51, create in me, O God, a pure heart. And then in Romans chapter 4, this wonderful word, blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven. Romans 4, verse 7 and 8. Blessed are they whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. He doesn't say of the future they will be forgiven. No, they are forgiven. They are forgiven. And in verse 8, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. And then comes joy in the Lord, who has taken all the guilt upon himself, who paid the price on the cross of Calvary, who has torn in pieces the letter of requirements, who has pardoned us, and who has given us eternal life. The Lord God, may give me, may give us this blessedness, this bliss, salvation, the grace and the salvation made us happy and blessed. Now, today we have a number of scriptures which we will look upon. And also a very sad thing which must be mentioned, and then also all the other good things. In the greatest brochure in the country, Idea Spectrum, the magazine, one of the brochures which one has to read. And here it says, here is a man, all over tattoos, the whole body cannot be seen anymore.
only tattoos from top to bottom. And this is now the greatest man of God in the USA. 30,000 people were gathered. It was an airplane was bought to him that wherever he wants to go, he can go. And just imagine how this man has pulled Brother Branham into the dirt, and he put up a claim which is really too much. The article says
eine Bibel nimmt Bentley bei seinen Auftritten selten.
A Bible Bentley takes seldom into his hands when he preaches.
Antreiben lässt sich von einem Engel namens Emma.
His angel is called Emma, which leads him. But now it comes. According to Bentley, the same as accompanied, as inspired the Pentecostal preacher William Branham, the same angel. Look at that. And then it says, in reference to Brother Branham, he said of himself to be the Old Testament prophet Elijah. It is really the climax of the deviation, the climax of that, what is being done, and what can be said. In any case, it shows us that the enemy, especially in the Pentecostal charismatic movement, that what God did in our time to trample upon it with the foot and to mock it. And to this one just could say, all these people, all these men, who started after the ministry of Brother Branham, who stood upon the stage after the Brother Branham, if they only would have understood that God is at work here. Of course, not a man, but the fulfillment of Scripture. And that God makes history. Already in the first generation, that what God connected with the ministry, they didn't recognize it, and they rejected it. And every generation which followed, which is called the second or third revival wave, it deviated more and more. It deviated up to such a story here, which is just unbelievable, incomprehensible. But it's of course written in Matthew 24 of the anointed ones, of the false Christs, of the false prophets. And he really speaks only about miracles and signs and wonders. And people are marveling, but they don't see any signs. And yet, they are blinded. And this hurts. And if then Brother Branham is being pulled into it, then the pain becomes unbearable. But also we are ordained to bear the reproach. Then I did something else, namely in the ACP magazine. This is the magazine of Christian, so-called Christians. I put an advert there.
And
we've chosen something of our 50-year anniversary. The following text now. The headline, 50-year anniversary. Since 1958, Ewald Frank is on the way all over the earth and preaches the full gospel of Jesus Christ. Next headline, the church doctrines put to the test. And then in bold letters, what shall count? That what some time ago was decided in councils and formulated in creeds, or that what was left to us in the divine testament from the time of the apostles? Continues, shall we return to what Athanasius, Tertullian, Augustine and others said, or to that what the Apostle Peter, James, John and Paul taught, who were called by the Lord himself? And then, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Lord Jesus Christ, one faith, which was once for all delivered unto the saints, one baptism of believers according to the apostolic pattern. Then the next passage, Ewald Frank, from the beginning of his missionary work 50 years ago, has chosen the slogan, "The Word of God remains forever." Of the believers from the original church, it says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine." For Ewald Frank, this is still valid today and throughout all eternity. The next three lines. Now, before the return of Jesus Christ, all who truly belong to the Church of Jesus Christ must return to the original doctrine and practice of the apostles, and by this being brought in line with the word and will of God. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Also in our country, we cannot put the light under the bushel. All those who in the governments, may they all hear and know that God in these days, He completes His work. And that the leading back to the beginning is taking place now. And that God will bring His work to completion. When our sisters were singing of the golden morning, of the bright morning, of the crowns which we will bear, brothers and sisters, it's worthwhile. It's worth it. It's worth it to say no to everything and to follow the Lord in obedience, in all faithfulness, in the respect to His Word, because His Word is holy, and we received it by faith. To that, what is written in this article, I have the following scriptures in my heart. Did not the New Testament start with a supernatural working of God? Did not the angel Gabriel come to the temple, into the temple, to Zacharias? Didn't he come to Mary? Didn't he announce the birth of the Redeemer? Did not the heavenly choir come down at the birth of our Lord in Luke chapter 2, The heavenly host were singing, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth and in the people of his pleasure. And then in verse 11 came the announcement, for unto you is born today the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. If we then go through the book of Acts, Cornelius, he saw an angel who came into his house. In Acts 11, Peter refers to it. When the apostles were in the prison, in the jail, an angel came, opened the doors, and was leading them out. And they started, already the next morning, they started early in the morning to preach the word in the temple. We of course can go to the Old and New Testament. We can go to Revelation 1, verse 1. That the Lord has sent his angel. And we can go to Revelation 22, verse 6. The whole Bible testifies of the supernatural working of God here on this earth. And we are doing good if we prepare ourselves on the inside that God will do great things by his grace. Not our own imaginations, and nevertheless, we are in great expectation before the Lord. Just before, Brother Kupfer, he reminded me to a word from Romans 15, and this I would like to read, and then coming to the other scriptures, Romans 15, verse 3 and 4. Romans 15, verse 3 and 4. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. Verse 4, for us also a lesson. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, for our learning, they were written down, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. For us, everything was written down. And by this, we have the divine orientation. And for this, we are very grateful to God with all our hearts. Now, just briefly to show us what we are in the eyes of God, let me read from Psalm 89, Psalm 89, and here the verses 4 and 5 and 6, Psalm 89, 4, 5 and 6, verse 3, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant, thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. The heavens shall praise thy wonders. But in the congregation, it is experienced. In the meeting, the faithfulness of God is experienced, who watches over his promises to fulfill them. Now, just to show you the connection from the Redeemer to the redeemed, let us read verse 27 or 26 up to 30. 26, he shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. And now comes that, what should be emphasized. His seed also will I make to endure forever. His seed also will I make to endure forever. Verse 36. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven. And now, to 1 Peter, chapter 2. 1 Peter, chapter 2. Here, it is shown to us that we are God's seed, sons and daughters of God. 1 Peter, chapter 2. Verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation. Thy seed shall stand forever. He the Son of God, we the sons and daughters of God. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Did not God call us all out from darkness? And has he not called us into his marvelous light? Now, let us read on. Revelation 22, verse 16. To show the crowning of this thought, to have it in our heart. Revelation 22, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. He the root. And as we said it last time at this place, the root is holy, then the branch is holy. The vine is holy, then the branches are holy. Romans chapter 11. And so, we can call ourselves blessed and happy that we are no longer strangers We have entered the narrow gate. And brothers and sisters, also especially for all those who are newly added, it always has to be said again. Straight is the gate and narrow the way which leads to life. And there are just a few who find it and who walk on this way. One just has to say it because our Lord said it in the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Except that someone is born again, otherwise he cannot see the kingdom of God. And how does it happen? By that the grace of God comes upon us, and that so that we see ourselves as being lost, coming to the Lord, and then asking for help and for salvation. In a sermon, just recently, I made the comparison with that, what is being done unbiblically in the churches. We are not judging. We are saying it with pain. If the drops of water are put upon the infant, and if one then speaks of a new birth, how can it even be? The Holy Scripture, already in the Old Testament, in the prophet Joel, it says, everyone whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's how it is written in the first sermon in the book of Acts, chapter 2. That's how it is written in Romans, chapter 10. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, first, the sermon, the preaching. Under the preaching, the Spirit of God is at work. He convicts of sin, of judgment, of righteousness. He convicts of all iniquities. And then comes the fulfillment. Know that the Spirit of God leads you to repentance. Actually, the work of grace starts under the preaching of the gospel. And the Spirit of God is at work. He comes over us, upon us. Otherwise, we cannot even understand that we are sinners, being separated from God, forever lost. Let me read two or three scriptures of the justification to show us how the believing of a man starts. Many scriptures could be read. Here in Romans, chapter 5, Romans, chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By faith, being justified. Unbelief is really a terrible thing. And faith is a gift of God. In the moment where we are hearing the divine message and believe it, and believe that God has put his face in Jesus Christ toward the world, namely that Christ, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world with himself. In that very moment, the Spirit of God starts to work. and it goes deeper and deeper.
In verse 9,
in Romans 5, we read,
so werden wir
much more than
also jetzt,
being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
Durch ihn vor dem Zorn gerettet werden. Nicht nur glauben,
not only believing, but the faith
an Blut
in the shed blood of the Lamb on the cross of Calvary.
Und wie oft genug
and as we said it many times,
in, dem göttlichen Blut
in the divine blood was the divine life.
Und das göttliche Leben
and the divine life comes
zurück,
upon all
die durch das Blut des
who were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In verse 18 and 19,
in Romans 5,
it says, these wonderful thoughts. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Today, I would like to read a few lines from a sermon of Brother Branham, which deals with the justification. Namely, it's the sermon called The Rapture. And here, Brother Branham said,
beachtet, die Braut ist nicht nur gewaschen.
Pay attention, the bride is not only washed. It was not only forgiven her,
sie ist
but she is justified. Did you ever search what the word being justified means? Then Brother Branham gives an example. If Brother Green, for instance, would hear that I drink and I do bad things, but then he would find out that I never did it. And he came, he would come and he would say, I forgive you, Brother Branham. Then I would answer, you are forgiving me? I haven't done anything. Why do you want to forgive me? But if I'm guilty, listen closely, but if I'm guilty, then it can be forgiven to me, yes, but I'm nevertheless not justified because I did it. Do you see the difference? One time, the accusation, and one didn't do it, and then the accusation, because one did it. And now comes the mighty thing. The word justified means as you would have never done it at all. As you wouldn't have done it at all. Justified. The blood of Jesus Christ justifies us in such a way from sin which has been thrown into the sea of forgetfulness of God. He is the only one who can do this. We cannot do it. You can forgive, but you cannot forget. What do you say to it? Comes the time that we can forgive and forget? The Lord forgave. The Lord forgot. Blessed is he, blessed are the people whom the Lord does not impute sin. who cannot impute sin, because it was laid upon the Lamb of God, and He became sin for us, and therefore we have in Him the justification of God. Now, just be very honest now. Do you want me, or can I accuse you what somebody did? If the Lord has taken everything from you and me and has put it to the cross, has nailed it to the cross, has shed His blood, and by the forgiveness He has given the justification, just forget it. He forgot it. Let us also forget it. And let us thank God. Let us thank God for the grace. And who is pardoned? Somebody who was judged before. Therefore the law came. And the law judges us rightly, and grace acquits us. Just very tremendous thoughts which were expressed here. And therefore Brother Bram said more. And at the end he says, when they heard the truth, before he speaks of the predestinated and of the bride, when they heard the truth and when they were purified by the blood, she stands there blameless. No sin is in her. Therefore, the message calls the bride together. The shout sounds like a trumpet, and so forth. Just very tremendous. Let us speak it out. The only sin which can be imputed to us is unbelief. And unbelief is really the destruction of mankind. Unbelief and disobedience have caused the fall. Faith and obedience has taken us out of the fall. Brothers and sisters, if no other transgressions are imputed to us, should then not come forth a perfect faith in us, a perfect faith which takes God at His word? And here Brother Branham says something very tremendous. See, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out and trim your lamps. And then, what happens? When he pours out his spirit upon the word, the same as if one puts water upon any seed, it wakes up and it comes forth to life and brings forth after its own kind. Yes. It's just very tremendous. And let us go quickly to Isaiah chapter 2 to show us, as it was said in the prayer of Brother Ondrashik, the word which was at the beginning was given to us by His grace. And we read in Isaiah chapter 2, perhaps I should mention it as a testimony. When I made my first visit in Jerusalem 1964, most probably I said it here before,
and
I wanted to go to the garden tomb, and I went there. And then comes the watchman, also other people were there, but this watchman came to me and said to me, and he just says, in English, who are you? Where do you come from? And do you know what the next question was? The next sentence? I have the impression that you know Brother William Branham. There! At the entrance, I didn't walk far. I didn't enter far. He came towards me. And he was a Palestinian, a believing Christian, who read the book of Brother Branham, a man sent from God. He read it. And he comes to me, and he asks, and he wanted to know more. And when I told him that I know him, then he invited me for tea. We were sitting down, we were speaking together, and we were praying together. In the war, 1967, he sadly, he died. Let us come to Isaiah, chapter 2. Here, the two verses, very tremendous verses. Verse 2 and 3. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. This refers to Jerusalem. What does refer to us? Let us read verse 3 in Isaiah 2. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. We all know the first sermon of Peter, but let us go to Hebrews. Let us see what is being said there, namely, that we have come to Mount Zion. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 24. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect.
zum Erstgeborenen machen.
I will make him my firstborn, the firstborn among many brethren. And here we read of the church, of the firstborn,
von der Schar, die im neuen Jerusalem sein wird,
of those who will be in the new Jerusalem.
Und
verse 24, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. What is it about today? Why did the message of God was sent? And brothers and sisters, we are really not proud, we're not puffed up over any religion or man. But this we confess freely and openly, that the return of Jesus Christ is really at the door. Really, so close it has come that we can say with a good conscience, it will happen in our time. Because that's how the Lord said it three times. When you see these things coming to pass, then you know that it is at the door. And if it is at the door, when you are standing at the door, then you just have to enter. When the Lord stands at the door, then he just needs to enter. And if then it is says in Luke 21, lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. Then we just have to thank God that before the return of Jesus Christ, he has given a wake-up call. Also in this sermon, Brother Branham refers to his ministry, how it was at the beginning with the extraordinary signs and wonders, and how he speaks about that they were done for that purpose to draw the attention to the message which would follow. Tremendous signs and wonders happened, but they had fulfilled a purpose, namely that our attention is being drawn to that what God wanted, has to say to us in this time. I mentioned it here before. In August 1955, when I saw the supernatural working of God day by day, then only one thought was left. What does this man believe? What does this man teach? How does he baptize? Yes, these were my questions. Because I saw that God's word before thousands of people was confirmed on the platform. And I knew nobody can do what is happening here except God is with him. Because as we read it in the Gospel of John, since the beginning of the world, it was never done that to a blind man the eyes were opened. I watched it. I've seen it. And I knew here God is at work. Here Jesus Christ is fulfilled the same yesterday, today, and forever. So,
Our attention should be drawn to the Lord, to the Word, to the message. And now it comes. We are of course not gathered here to see signs and wonders. May God give it. I have nothing against it. I would be happy if they would happen. And some things have happened already. Thanks be to God for it. But we are here to preach God's unfallible word, to hear it. We are here to be called out from all error and to be brought into agreement with God and His Word. And therefore, Brother Branham says here, firstly, the wake-up call goes forth, then the voice, then the trump. Divinely in order. What can I for it? That God has given promises. What can I for it? That He fulfills them. Even that we can believe it. It's of course not your and my merit. It's of course God's grace. God's grace. And therefore, May please in no one of us be a heart of unbelief. Unbelief is falling away, is an insult to God. Unbelief and disobedience, God cannot take it. He cannot bear it. He cannot tolerate it. It's impossible. Brothers and sisters, let us take it by faith. And it's not difficult at all to walk in the ways of God. Not at all. It's only difficult if one resists. But it's easy. Now, just be honest now. How shall we lack that we are faithful to God in obedience to be brought in line with God's Word? If we are reading here, ye have come to the Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God. We of course didn't come to Krefeld. We are really, we are gathered in the name of the Lord. In the presence of God, we are gathered. And it's not about Brother Frank, it's not about Krefeld. It is about the Word of God, which comes to fulfillment in this time. What can we for it? That the Lord, after the going home of Brother Branham, has given a continuation. And this, you just have to believe me. On the same day, on the 11th of April, 1966, on the same day, when more than 2 hours they were singing Only Believe, Only Believe, and all were waiting for the resurrection of Brother Branham. And then the coffin was laid into the earth. In the evening I came home into my hotel. There it happened. There the Lord directly, He reminded me directly, wait until you got the rest of the food. Then comes the giving out. And then, on the 12th and the 13th of April, I called together the brothers. Because at that time, not even one sermon of Brother Branham was printed yet. I just could say, by the commission of God, I could say how it should continue from now on. And that the message which God has given unto us, that it has to be carried into all the world. And today, we are standing before the fact that all of the world, from one end to the other, can listen, can have part in what God has to say to us in this time. All the world is being informed about the plan of God, about the promises of God, about that what God is doing right now. Did you plan it that way? Or was it planned by God in such a way before the foundation of the world? Now just imagine, there would have been no continuation and everything would have ended. It pleased God that the last message is being carried. Now just look and see what is happening in Africa. How many thousands believe the word of God, the message of the hour. I met brothers who told me what happened 36 years ago in their country. When I made my first visit, we are looking back to 50 years. Now we are looking back to more than 40 years in which the divine message as the last call is being carried, and all who have an ear to hear, they will hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And listen closely. Only he who belongs to the bride church will recognize that the biblical baptism has to take place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it is necessary, that no way leads around it. Why? Because we have come to Mount Zion. What is Mount Zion? On Mount Zion, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place. There Peter was preaching the first sermon, so that it might be fulfilled, the word of the Lord goes forth from Jerusalem, and the teaching from Mount Zion. So, God has entrusted us with the same word, which was going forth from Mount Zion at the beginning, from Jerusalem. The same doctrine as it was from the very beginning. And then we see how much trouble God has to really bring us into the obedience of faith. We all know Isaiah 2 will again be fulfilled. And this in connection with Matthew 25, when all the nations will be gathered before the Lord, and then he will judge. Bible prophecy has really every period from the very beginning, it was included. And therefore, the precious word which Brother Kupfer was mentioning from Romans 15, that all these things were written down, that we have orientation, teaching, and that we know that's how is in agreement with the Word of God. Let us summarize of what it's all about. We could read many scriptures still, and we could show us that God's counsel is now reaching the climax, and that we really
have a direct part in that what God has promised for this time and what He is doing right now. More God could not do than to send His messenger with the message to work faith in us, to receive and to put it into practice what God requires of us. Now, let's just be honest. Is it so difficult? Also, today I had a phone call of a sister which still belongs to a certain church, and she has the question with the baptism. I will say to no one that he has to step out of the church. I will never say something, but I will preach the word of God. And all who are of God, they will hear it. But no one shall be able to say, "Huh, this the preacher said there in Krefeld." All could say, "That's how it is written. That's how the baptism took place at the beginning, and that's how we baptize now." And with this I agree. It's really so far that we leave everything up to God. Only He leads through His Spirit into all the truth. Also this with the seed, as Brother Branham said it here, the rain falls upon the seed, and then the seed dies, and the life which is in the seed comes forth, comes up. And so also we receive the word of the seed, the seed of the word, and the Holy Spirit comes upon us. We are dying with Christ so that the word as the divine seed can come up in us, and that we really receive eternal life by His grace. Because only in the word of God, only the words of God are spirit and are life. Did we all understand this so far? That God, this last period, that God walks with us in agreement with His word. Now, it's not about if there are signs and wonders, but it's about to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And to expect the confirmation of God concerning salvation and healing and deliverance. But the main thing is not the charismatic, it's not the music, not the atmosphere which is being made up, also not the healings. The main thing is Jesus Christ. And we have the song, "Jesus Christ is the message which we carry through the world." How this song goes. We are not carrying Paul. We are not carrying Branham. We are carrying Jesus Christ. We are carrying the divine message. But we believe that God has sent His servants at all times and for a specific purpose He could use for the church. So we thank God for the ministry of Paul, for the ministry of Brother Branham. We thank God that we can live now and brothers and sisters, let me say this in closing. We of course have great pain about all who are around us, whose eyes were not yet opened, who are not yet anointed. We have pain, yes. But walk forward. Trust the Lord.
He who opened our eyes, He who gave us the revelation, He can give it to all who are ordained for eternal life. We cannot do it. God can do all things. And the faith comes by hearing of the Word of God. Once again, in closing, the words, "Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. Blessed is he. Blessed is the man whom God does not impute sin." And David was a good example for it. Now just imagine. He should live with that he committed adultery. I don't know how people feel who have committed adultery. I don't know how they feel. But never mind. Who is guilty today? Nobody. Because God has forgiven everything. He has forgiven everything. He has forgotten everything. Not one single believer needs to suffer with any troubles, even making himself... No, it is the accuser of the brethren and nobody else. And if the enemy uses men to accuse us, then resist him and resist men. Also, this should be said maybe. Never borrow your ear if something is being said negative about others. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't give your ear. Don't be guilty of others' sins. Don't do it. If somebody wants to tell you, you can tell it to him in his face. First look into the mirror. And all who are speaking about others, they themselves have not yet looked into the mirror. He who is in the presence of God, he does not see anybody else anymore. He sees himself. And he comes to the Lord. And he's being pardoned by him. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. The atmosphere among the believers has to be purified now. And has to be sanctified. Not only teaching, but also the divine harmony has to come now into the church of the living God, where each one receives each one as God received us in Christ. And as we can forgive one another, as God forgave us in Christ. May all over the earth be blessed. Who can believe as the Scripture says. And who experience God's grace personally. And now, at the end, let me say, give me, O God, a pure heart. I personally cannot believe that dirt about others can come into a pure heart which has to stand before God. I cannot believe this. I can only believe that God has given us a pure heart and pure thoughts.
Und dass wir dann in dieser Reinheit vor Gott wandeln können.
And that we can then walk in purity before God. And our hearts, which was purified by faith, was delivered of our own guilt. Of course, not perhaps being made dirty of the guilt of others. Take care that our hearts remain pure, that we don't put anything off what is not from God and what cannot stand before God. And then we will also be able to look in our eyes, one another into eyes. Then we can hug one another in love. Then the perfect love can fill our purified hearts, and together we'll walk forward with the Lord. God bless us all. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us thank together. Perhaps let us sing the chorus, "Just as I am." How many want to have a pure heart? Say amen. How many want to keep the pure heart? Keep it. Once again, keeping it. How many? The promise is, blessed are those of a pure heart, for they shall see God. For they shall see God. Heavenly Father, we are coming together into your holy presence. We thank you for the blood of the new covenant. We thank you for your precious and holy word. We thank you for the redemption, for the forgiveness. And we thank you for the reconciliation with God and the reconciliation with one another. Great God, have thine own way. Have thine own way. Thy own way with all of us. Keep us under your blood. Keep us a pure heart and be with us. Be with us all and crown us with mercy and with loving kindness. Blessed and praised be thou. Be thou, O Lord. Be thou, O Lord. Be thou, O Lord. Great God, great God.
My God.
My God. Work by your Spirit. Give repentance. Give faith. Give new hearts. Be at work. Be at work. Be at work. By your Holy Spirit. Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
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 Halleluja. Singen wir noch, oh, es ist
Let us sing, Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. I would like to express my wish before all of you that brothers who pray while we pray together, that they should adjust their voice to the volume of the others. Only he who likes to pray very loud, he can pray from this pulpit together with all the congregation. We really, we have to come to this divine harmony, also in prayer, that no one, while the prayer is going on, that nobody can stumble, that also the prayer fellowship can happen in a divine harmony. This God wants in all of us. He wants to work it in all of us by His grace. This is not a rebuke. This is the desire of my heart. And this the Lord God also wants.
In Eintracht, in Einmütigkeit,
that we raise our voices in one accord, thanking God with all our hearts. Shall we sing, This is the Day, and this with all our heart? Yes. And all the people said,
Amen. Amen. Seid ihr nicht froh?
Are you not happy?
Gott hat sein Volk gnädig
heimgesucht. God has visited his people.
Er hat sich uns geoffenbart.
He revealed himself to us.
Sein Name ist auch gelobt.
His name be highly praised.
Jetzt reicht
Now each one is shaking hands with each one.
Wünscht euch Gottes Segen.
Wish one another God's blessings.
Der liebe Gott ist verbunden.